I'm glad you've signed up for Spanish.
I'm sure you've noticed you can't walk into a store without hearing it, so it'll be a very useful tool for you. I also hope to convince some of you to take a second semester and then go on our study abroad trip to Barcelona. But you need to realize how difficult an online language class is, even if you've had online classes before. I've made graphic PowerPoint lessons for you, and there are interactive exercises, and you can call me or email me anytime or come by my office for help. But the reality is that doing Spanish online takes a whole lot more self-discipline than most people have. The first semester I taught this class, 2/3 of the students had dropped it by midterm. The second semester, over half had dropped it by midterm, in spite of the fact that I'd made them listen to a message like this. And the final grades aren't the best. The first semester, there were no A's. The second semester, there were 4, but all those students had Spanish in high school. And still they didn't find the online class easy. The long and short of it is that very, very few students have the self-discipline required to succeed in an online Spanish class. You usually have assignments 3 times a week, and they're time-consuming if you do them well. My online students are required to do everything my on-campus students have to do. So while it's nice not to have to come to campus, there's absolutely no saving of time. In fact, if you do it well, it may take a little bit longer because you don't have a teacher right there to answer any questions as you're learning. Also, my on-campus students have 12 vocab tests and 5 grammar tests, and all that has been reduced to 5 vocab tests and 3 grammar tests for you, so you have a lot to learn for a single test. On-campus students never have vocab on their tests, since they have it on quizzes, but the same day that you take a test, you take the equivalent of 3 vocab quizzes at the same time. If you work really hard and learn the vocab when you're assigned to learn it instead of waiting until the test, you can do that, but extremely few, if any, students learn the vocab completely when they're supposed to rather than right before the test. So that means, in preparation for test day, you're studying 150 to 200 words plus the grammar and memorizing a brief dialogue, which you could have done earlier but probably didn't. So you really, really need to consider whether you want to do this class online. If you tend to be late with your homework or sometimes fail to do it at all, if you aren't good at figuring out things for yourself, if you wait until the last minute to study, you probably want to sign up for an on-campus class. Don't be so in love with the idea of not having to come to campus for class that you blow off my warning. You need to examine your study habits and see if you really are the type of student who can succeed in this class. If you go to my website and click on Spanish 101 online, you'll find a link for the Fall 2010 syllabus. Click on it and take a look at the requirements. You need to be 500% sure that you are ready for a course like this. If you are, great! Keep the class. But if you're like the vast majority of students, you need to be in a Spanish classroom twice a week.